Hello, everyone, and this is Frank Deming, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. I'm going to introduce you to someone that I've grown to admire very much, and I've seen him grow as a marketer over the years. I've met him back in either 2009 or 2010, one of those years, and since then, he's done a tremendous job of helping local businesses and other businesses alike. He's actually turning into a different realm. I just found out that he actually is going into the e-commerce realm. So we're going to talk about that as well. What made him make the change? I don't think it was because of COVID, because I think he was doing that before. But anyway, I'm going to introduce you to him. I think it's going to be a great interview. I think you can learn a lot from this gentleman, and I hope you listen and learn all about this online marketing game. So without further ado, welcome to episode 62.
Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. As I said in the pre-intro, we have a special guest on today, someone who I really, really admire. And I've known him. I mean, incredibly, it's funny. I've never met him face to face, but we've talked on Zoom several times, even before Zoom became a thing. Actually, we used to talk on Skype back in the day. Now, and then we did Zoom. It's been since 08, maybe 09, I've known this gentleman, and I've seen him grow throughout the ranks of digital marketing, and I've been impressed of what he's doing. And I've got him here on the show to enlighten you guys, because here's the thing that I want to convey to everyone here. There is no such thing as competition. Whether you're a chiropractor, a doctor, a lawyer, a nail salon owner, you can always learn from each other. So I've never seen this gentleman who I'm about to introduce you to as a competitor of mine. I see him as someone that I can bounce ideas off of, and I know he does the same with me. And we just help each other grow, and that's what business is all about. So so the topic of today's conversation, just so you know, is the 3-step blueprint on how to get web visitors exactly what you want them to do. And there's no other better person to explain that than my good friend Josh Fernandez. Josh, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I'm really glad that you were able to come and we were able to make this happen. It's been an incredible last 10 months, with this pandemic going. But even right. So, we've stayed connected all this time. So I'm happy that you were able to do this. So before we get into the topic of how to get web visitors to do exactly what you want them to do, why don't you give us a little bit of background of who Josh Fernandez is?
Oh, right. So first of all, I was born in Paterson, New Jersey. I don't tell many people that. I'm a UN child. So as a product of being a UN child, I've traveled the world, right? Just because my dad had different jobs in different countries and traveling to different countries. So, I mean, I was literally born in the sky. That's what I like to tell people.
Love it.
So it's been an amazing journey. I'm right now building a team right here in Kenya. How I actually started was my first client was actually a restaurant in Arlington, Texas. And it was a steakhouse. It's been around, I think, since 1905. So it was really old. So I happened to be going door to door and I happened to walk in and I was like, hey, you know, I'd like to speak to the management. They're like, hey, you're in luck. The management and the whole leadership team and the owners are seated right in that corner having a meeting. So I get to sit down, you know, there's no gatekeeper that time because I'm seeing all the owners, all the leadership, the management. I sit down and I'm like, hey, you know, my name is Josh and I'd like to promote you guys online. They're like, cool stuff. What do you do? How long have you done for? So I answer those questions. I walk out, they're like, come back the next day. And I'll never forget, you know, it was this old man that also owns a car lot. He actually sells cars as well. So he tossed me, he kind of tossed me like $100 like it was a card, like it was nothing. He had money. I knew he had money, right? He's like, here you go, kid, go do something. Because my promise was, this was my hook, I will get people walking into your restaurant within 100 weeks. Within 1 week with just $100, right? Now, mind you, I had never, ever promoted any business before online in my life.
That's pretty bold.
This time my heart is racing like at 1,000, you know, beats per second. And right. I'm like, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do this? And I remember my cousin had invited me and my brother to Austin, right? That this is January 2014 to Austin to go see him, see his family. And I'm like, I can't cancel on them because I really wanted to focus on this campaign.
Right.
So I drove down to Austin, heart still beating as fast as hell. And I was using this software called Lead Pages to build a funnel and to get people coming in and had a special offer coupon that they'd given me. And I'm like, no one is signing up day one. No one is signing up. Day two, I have 5 days to make this work. Day three, finally get people start signing up. And at the end of it, I had about 35, 36 people that signed up for the offer. I had two people that called in to book and one person that actually came and had a meal and paid within 5 days. Awesome. Right? He wanted more like 25 people to come in and pay. And I was like, yo, it's not magic. You spent $100, you know? So right. Long story short, my mentor, who was a British guy then, my coach then, he was just like, forget it. That guy is not worth it. Move on to the next guy. And that actually started my journey. I went on to work with a dentist doing animation for him. I went on for another dentist, tried the same concept, heart still beating as fast as hell because I didn't have experience in this. And each time I succeeded, and I actually got him, I remember the time I went to meet him, and he was just like, oh, those are the guys you actually brought in that came in through your campaign, through your $100. Now, $100 and having someone come in for a dentist particularly is money.
Yeah.
I mean, is money. So he was kind of pissed. He was like, hey, you know, I have a lot of people talking, but nothing ever happens. How do we get this thing going? And I think that's what really catapulted me to do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is basically helping. It started off with local businesses. Then now it's more focused on e-commerce, but right. Local businesses still now and then. But yeah.
Now, did you, out of curiosity, did you make that switch because of COVID or did you make that switch prior to COVID? The e-commerce side?
It was prior to COVID. That was 2018.
Okay.
That was 2018. So that was prior to COVID when I saw how much money comes in like really fast, you know, from e-commerce. And I was just like, yo, what? So yeah, that was prior.
Okay, cool, man. Well, thanks a lot for that story. I mean, at least I know that's what made you who you are today. And that was ballsy, man. And I know, see, that's what, you know, I hope the takeaway from what I hope people understood from that story is sometimes you just got to take risks. And he went on faith that he himself would actually make this happen. And it did. I mean, it may not have gotten him all, you know, the 100 that he wanted or the 25 that the restaurant wanted, but he got him something. So it was a proof of concept. That's what I took away from that story. And that's what I'm hoping that other people can take away from that. So thanks a lot for sharing that, Josh. Now we met, it was funny because when I most of my listeners understand, know my story that I used to be a quote unquote online marketing coach until I realized that nobody actually wanted to learn how to do this stuff. And I think that's how I met Josh back in, I think it was 2009, like I said earlier. But anyway, I don't want to bore anybody with this. I want you, Josh, to enlighten my listeners with the three-step blueprint that you have. So one, let's start with that and see what are those three steps?
All right, so I'm just going to dive straight into the meat here.
There you go.
Step one is basically there's a problem that a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs make, right? When it comes to attraction marketing, engagement marketing, trying to get people to buy their thing or come into the premises online. Right. And that major mistake has basically seen, you know, a lot of companies that even I consult with, right. You know, paid or pro bono basis. I'm always finding that they're asking, hey, you know, I want this to happen or this to happen, but I have no idea who my audience is. I have no idea who I'm talking to. I have no idea where they come from or who they are. And I think that's the greatest mistake ever. You know, this the age of blanket marketing, well, that's what I like to call it, blanket marketing has gone, right? Where you just toss money into the air and try and get as many numbers as possible.
Right.
Now, if you're a local business owner, if you're an e-commerce store and you're not making, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Having about $10,000 to $20,000 to blow every single month on marketing, right? Then you can't really afford to do that. You have to be very clever with how you spend your marketing dollar and get the best bang for your buck. And the only way to do that is to focus down on your messaging. And if you want to focus down on your messaging, you have to know who you're talking to.
Right.
You really have to know who you're talking to. You can, and you have to, it's this concept. I'm not sure if anyone here is familiar with this concept, but creating your customer avatar, your ideal client, your dream customer, right? Right. Give him a name. Say his name is John PewDiePie, for all I care, right?
Right.
Does he have long hair, short hair? Is he fat? Is he bald? Is he, you know, what is it about him? Does he love barbecue? Is he a vegetarian? Does he like to work out? Doesn't he work out? Is he a family man? Is he a single man? Is he multicultural? Does he know how to speak one language? Does he know how to speak many languages? Where does he hang out? You know, it needs to be that narrow, because now when it comes to your messaging, right, marketing, we say, is one to many, right? Sales is one to one. So one to many means that you may be talking to Frank Deming, but there are a whole bunch of Frank Demings out there that are going through for what Frank Deming is going through right now.
Right.
So you talk to him, you talk to all of them, and it begins to form this tribe of people, back in the day, you told stories, you know, within your tribe, right? And that's what creates your fan base. That's what creates your loyal following. So there, that's step number one.
So number one is the messaging.
The messaging and basically creating your customer avatar.
Okay. So I'm going to put down customer avatar. All right. What's step two?
All right, step two now goes deep dive into the messaging. Now, I want you to picture this, right? How powerful do you think it would be to answer the questions in your customers' minds before they ever even ask them?
That's powerful, man. That's the greatest thing.
Right. And how that happens is by joining the conversation that they're having in their minds. Because we tell ourselves stories every single day, right? I'm the best. I can do this. Or I'm not good enough. I'm down. I'm low. This is not working. This is working. I'm happy. I'm not happy. I have a wife and kids. I don't have a wife and kids. You know, we tell ourselves stories every day, right? In the form of short little sentences. Right. So the step number two is actually four questions, right? That no matter what industry you're in, no matter what you're selling, product or service, four questions that every single website visitor or potential client or customer asks, right?
Okay.
When they engage with you.
All right. So what are those four questions?
Oh, you want me to cover them now?
It's really quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So four questions. I'm just going to state them right now. It's why me, why you, why this, why now?
Love it. So if you can answer those four questions, you're saying that you've pretty much got the best shot to close the deal. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Because it actually narrows down on different personality types. So left-minded people and right-minded people. And then that takes me to the third step.
Okay.
Which is basically the answers.
So the third step is the answers.
The third step is the answers. There are many, but was that clear before I go on? I just want to know, was that clear?
Yeah, well, it was clear to me, but can you step? It's clear to me because I'm in the business, but for someone who's not in the business, can you just go over step two one more time without the questions? You don't have to go over the four questions, but just it's basically what you're saying. Step two is the messaging that you do once you have your customer avatar, how you speak to that person once you have it down to the degree that you described, which I loved because you were very detailed. You even talked about, you know, hair color. You talked about the car they drive. I mean, that's very detailed. A lot of people they kind of skim over that, but you painted a picture that, you know, you have to be that detailed. And then the messaging is important because when you're that detailed, you can talk to them directly. So that's how I understood it. Did I hit it on the nail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Completely. 100%. You need to, we're human beings, right? We're not human doings. That's the main mistake that people make.
And like
as beings, yeah.
Never heard that one before.
You didn't know?
I like that.
Yeah. It actually comes from a principle, be, do, have,
mm-hmm.
which is like, let's just say, you know, I want to learn how to dance salsa. I want to be a great salsa dancer, right? And before I try doing it, I have to become. So you're looking at someone that is, okay, let me give, because I don't know any salsa dancers. Let's just say a good wrestler, right?
Okay.
So I want to be a great wrestler. All right, so who can I look like that is a great wrestler? The Rock. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, right? What time does he wake up? How many times a day does he train? How often does he train? Is he disciplined? Is he focused? Is he patient? Is he a charitable character? Who is he, right? So once you get the B down, then you automatically start doing what that person does because you are that person. You are the embodiment of that person. And once you begin to do what that person does, you eventually have what that person has. So be, do, have, right?
I like that.
Yeah, thanks. So using that system, that framework, that methodologies, you've really got to understand that as human beings, we're not human doings, right? People say that, hey, when I have money, I will give to charity, right? When I have, I will give. You're flipping the triangle the wrong way around. You're flipping the triangle the wrong way around. It's upside down. Like you've got to be charitable before you can actually give. Right? Even if you have $1 and you give, you know, 30 cents away or quarter away, right? That makes all the difference. That makes all the difference. So human beings, so being that being, you have to understand that because we're constantly asking ourselves questions. There are questions in our minds like almost every day, right? So these four questions, right, are main questions people have when it comes to making a purchasing decision. Because you have to realize when someone's coming to you, they're coming to you as a construct of different characteristics, different experiences. Right. So if you put those experiences in a bag, it's like weighing them down. Right. So in order for you to get someone to make a decision, it's not about convincing them about your product. It's about speaking to their past experiences.
Gotcha. Love it.
There we go.
Boom.
I feel like I'm preaching here.
No. That's good, man. I love the passion. You hear the passion. I'm hoping that the audience is hearing the passion because he's a passionate gentleman. And passionate people are successful, and that's why he's successful. That's an awesome thing. All right. So now we have to go about the answers. That's just step three, correct?
Correct.
And what's that all about?
So how you answer like why me, why you, why this, why now?
Okay.
The answer comes in the hook, the promised reward, the social proof, right? Mm-hmm. And then a call to action.
Gotcha.
So I'll repeat that. The hook, mm-hmm. right? Which is more like the headline, that answers why me. Promised reward answers why this, right? Social proof answers the question, why you? Right. And then call to action, urgency. Why now?
Gotcha. So the hook, you said, is the headline. So many times I use the hook as my IFO, irresistible free offer. Is that what you're discussing by a hook, or like what's another hook?
So give me what your hook is. Give me exactly what your hook is.
I mean, I give people a free marketing book to recession-proof their business. That's my hook. I say, listen, you know, if, you know, 2008 happened and I was able to survive. And this is how I was able to survive in 2008, because I created these four marketing principles. And those four marketing principles are part of the seven step to recession-proofing your business. Right. So that's me. That's how I get people to log into my website.
That's your hook, man. That's like back in the day when you'd read it, the newspaper article, right?
Are you calling me old? Are you calling me old? Is that what you think?
No. I mean,
you're
like mature. I mean,
all right.
Right. Yeah. So that would be your headline. Right. Because it's not really what you're offering, but the messaging behind what you're offering. So you said how I made my business recession proof in 2008 using the seven step formula and how you can too. That's your hook. That's the newspaper headline, you know, and that's why they're like, yo, let's opt in to receive this thing. Like he's hooked me.
Right. Yeah. So that's the way I do it. Give me some examples of stuff you've done for some clients that you're very proud of that you think would help the audience.
In terms of creating and answering these four questions?
Right.
Oh yeah. Perfect. Perfect. So, I'm going to use an e-com example.
Yeah, right? Go ahead, man. That's your stick now. So that's good. I like it.
Yeah. I know most of your listeners here are local business owners.
But they're now, because of COVID, a lot of them are transitioning into e-commerce. So this is perfect.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So basically, I had this client that sells. There were actually two. Which one do I want to use? You've kind of caught me off guard here. There are actually three. I will go with. All right, there's actually the most recent one, right? Sure. And I was actually proud of that, right? She wasn't as proud, but I was killer proud, right? She sells basically skincare and hair care products,
okay,
right? And so she had come to us. We had seen the website that she had before. There was no hook. There was no promise reward. There was no call. There was basically nothing on that page. It was just like, here are my products, guys, bye, you know? And we came in and we came in and we're like, hey, here's a hook, right? Here's the promise reward. Here's the social proof. And that proved to increase conversions, just like, yo, boom. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it was such a good feeling because, you know, it happened almost, you know, it's something that I know would happen instantly. Like, okay, I didn't know it would happen instantly. I didn't feel it would happen instantly. But as soon as, you know, she launches that thing and boom.
Started just, happening.
Yeah. And it's amazing what messaging can do because you have basically, okay, so I'm going to use an industry term here, bounce rate. Right, bounce rate is mm-hmm. basically how many people come onto a site and leave. Mm-hmm. Right, so if I have 100 people come on and 70 leave, then you have a bounce rate of 70%. Right, 70 people bounced off. Right, so in e-commerce, the bounce rate is actually about industry rate. Is you see here, some people say 68. You hear some people say 70. I mm-hmm. say 70. So 70% bounce rate.
Right,
right? And reducing that bounce rate for an e-com store is everything. Yeah. I cannot even begin to tell you how important it is. Like if an e-com store goes from 70% bounce rate, which is industry rate, and these are stores that are still with that kind of bounce rate earning millions of dollars, right? Yeah. Per year, millions, even tens of millions. But if that bounce rate was to even go to 60 or 50%, right, you're just in the money. You're just in the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The longer you can keep people on the website, the more revenue you're gonna gain for sure.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that's what happened. So I'll say that I was very proud of that.
Now, so we talked about the three steps to get people to, you know, to do what they want. So out of curiosity, this isn't really the topic of conversation here, but what platforms are you using primarily to get people to your customers' sites?
Oh, that's an awesome question. And I'm so glad you asked that. Basically, if you remember what I said earlier on about customer avatar, is right. really knowing, you know, who they are, what they like, their interests, right. where they hang out. Right. So we have this process where we go through a little discovery session to actually dive into the businesses, the business owners or the entrepreneurs' customer avatar to right. find exactly where this is. And most of the times, you know, everyone has social media. So social media advertising is one thing that's big. However, we've been able to find opportunities where we find that these people are actual readers, like they read blogs, like a lot yes. of blogs.
Yes.
And so you end up having strategic partnerships, right? And saying that, hey, you know what? We can do this for you in exchange for this. Let's partner up. And boom, you know, have an article and his readers read and they go back to the client's website and buy.
Right.
You know, so strategic partnerships, social media marketing, and of course, email marketing to get people back to the website, I would say are the three main avenues or channels that we use.
Okay. So basically social media and email marketing you're using yeah. to get people to read the message. Yeah. It's very important. I mean, to do that, like for instance, I've been using a lot of omni-channel stuff like geofencing, you know, social media as well, but also marketing on smart TVs has been really working for us. So I get what you're saying. It's the challenge, and I'm up for the challenge, by the way, but the challenge of getting our customers the results that they're looking for, it has been a little bit more difficult than it was, you know, just 10 years ago. Only because there's so many other people doing the same thing that we're doing. But as long as you're on top of your game, we should be good to go, you know?
Yeah. And one thing that I found, I'm so glad you said that. One thing that I found that really separates you from the noise is really the story. Because if you can get people to tell your story, they become your brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
And people are 7 times more likely to trust their friends and family other than a business. You know, business says, hey, buy my stuff. Friends and family says, hey, buy their stuff. I trust you more. Let me go buy their stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, man, that is the truth. That is the God's honest truth there. That's awesome. I'm glad you said that. Before I let you go, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think will benefit the audience?
I think you covered quite a bit of it, but one thing I would say is, I think this is more advice, because this is something that I've seen quite a bit.
Sure.
Is understand your sales process. Mm-hmm. Right? Really understand your sales. Like, we have this thing called the value ladder.
Yeah. Right?
So, if you picture 4 steps, right? And each step is a higher price point, meaning that you're providing more value for that person. It's important to have that, because what people end up doing is that they want to sell something that's on the 4th step, which is the highest value product or service, right? Right at the bottom. Of this, right on the 1st step, which is basically like, you know, asking the girl to move in with you on the 1st date. Yeah. You know,
it's a good way to get slapped.
Yeah. Or to just have a like blue tick you and like block you.
Yeah. You know, I like the value ladder example. I always give the example to people like this, like a restaurant. Restaurants got it down pat. You know, you get in there, right? Really and truly, they want you to buy alcohol because that is their biggest, that's where they make their most money. The margins are huge with the alcohol. So, but before they get you there, they show you the appetizers, you know. You see the entree, right? And then there's a dessert. But while most people, there's always the drink menu there. And most people are going to have, on average, 2 drinks. And the margins are huge there. Some people even say, you know what? While I'm waiting, let me go have a drink at the bar. So that person just left there spending, you know, let's say it's just one person. He just spent $110-$120. You know, and think about it. If you have, you know, 500 people doing that in any given week, you're doing pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's usually how it works. But hey, this has been great, Josh. I want to thank you for coming to the show. I've been looking forward to it. I hope everyone got something out of it, because what he talked about today is very important. You have to get your message down. That's the most important thing. And but you can't get your message down if you don't know who you're talking to. And those 4 questions, I think those were spot on. You know, start using that, you know, guys, because we're in 2021. This is a new year. You know, it's just slowly coming out of this pandemic. I mean, we're still in it now, but I'm just saying we're slowly coming out of it. And pretty soon we're going to be back to quote unquote normal again. And you have to be in position to now operate under what's called a new normal, which I believe is not going to be exactly how it was before the pandemic. So, you know, I want you to take advantage of what he just said. Is there a way, is there a website people can follow you on, Josh?
Yeah. Instagram is at Josh M. Fernandez. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me there, Josh Maddie Fernandez, if it's Facebook. Basically, if you would like to actually get what I've just talked about today in detail, right, and get it broken down from you. And actually, I give an example of a $1 trillion company that uses these exact four questions to basically rake in tens of millions of dollars a day, right? So if you want to learn and find out more about that, definitely head over to digimarkintl.com/thewebsiteconversionblueprint. That's digimarkintl.com/thewebsiteconversionblueprint. And you'll just get an email basically with everything I've talked about in detail and awesome, showing you exactly how to apply these things to make them work for you.
Outstanding. And I will drop that link on the show notes, guys, to make it easy for you. But he spelled it out for you. So if you just grab it on the show notes and, you know, make it rain in 2021, guys, because I think if you follow what he just said, you will make it rain. So with that, folks, I am going to say goodbye to this wonderful gentleman and goodbye to this episode. Until next week, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy, and you've just been blessed by the great Josh Fernandez. Take care, folks, and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.